All right, I'm Tom Rowe at Wave Farm, and we are sitting with Anna Friz and Peter Cordemash, from also known as Absolute Value of Noise. They have a new installation at Wave Farm called Solar Radio. Can you guys explain what that is?
Well, Solar Radio is it's a small kind of AI brainy type thing that sits out in the middle of nowhere and gets power from the sun. So it wakes up in the morning and then makes sounds until the evening. And what it's doing is kind of trying to recreate, in a way, what the sounds that might be around in the environment here at Wave Farm. And it does that. It computes little kind of synthesized voices for frogs and crickets and different things. And then what we've done is we've recorded a bunch of sounds from the farm, and the machine plays with those samples as well and mixes it all together.
Yeah, and then also in the way that this piece sort of has two different temporalities, maybe you could say. It has a present-day material manifestation at Wave Farm. And then also a little part of the narrative is that maybe in an alternate present or in some sort of possible future context, a creature exactly like this that was designed to kind of wake up in the morning and respond to solar activity might have exceeded or outlived the people who designed it. So we might be decades or even centuries into the future, or in a different world where there are no people at Wave Farm, but there are still creatures and there's still this AI sitting installed. And so it's responding to an environment that is not being driven by people as much. So it's not an apocalypse story. It just is one where the designed kind of creature exceeds its design and in many ways is having an interaction with other kinds of creatures, whether those are crickets or the wandering bear or some kind of weather phenomenon. And it doesn't have batteries, so it's really beholden to the amount of light in the sky and the intensity of the sun, and that makes it be able to turn on and power up and then begin its kind of sonic ruminations, which it transmits.
And I think you called it a creature at one point. Do you think of it as a sentient being, sort of, or?
A little bit. I mean, it's sentient in the same way that when you're someone who works with puppets or with object theater, that there's a kind of understanding of the potential animation or the kind of animateness of the world that isn't only about people. And so, I think, you know, I can't speak for Peter, but I definitely think of it as a kind of creature that has maybe dreams and memories, that that has earworms, you know. It sort of gets stuck on one particular sound and then like wants to sort of listen to it for a while or wants to try to imitate that sound.
It looks kind of like a robot. It's to give people a visual picture. It's a, what's it called, a trestle, the three-legged
The truss.
So the antennas are often hung upon, and it's about 12 feet tall, 15 feet tall.
I think it's more like nine.
So I'm shorter, I guess. It seems imposing, but it has these, are the solar panels on the top? Is that what?
Yeah, so there's solar cells that are mounted at the top.
In a sort of circular around the top, so they give it kind of a head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of put in an arc to kind of follow the sun around from the morning till the afternoon, so it can pick up the light at different times of day. And it's a little bit weighted to the morning because it takes a lot of power to turn the thing on and not as much power to run it.
It's sort of built around the idea of a really common infrastructure. Like right now, it's not unusual to see things mounted on trusses, you know, whether it's a radio antenna or whether it's, you know, cell phone towers or whatever it might be. Like communications infrastructure deals with this kind of stuff. And so we wanted the piece to stay in that world. Like we didn't, you know, we considered whether or not we would want to do a more customized kind of treatment of the installation. And then we felt like actually it made more sense for it to be made of common materials that were really coming from the world of infrastructure. Because then the sort of unexpected things happens, which is that this particular infrastructure is not just enabling information or entertainment. It's kind of wandering onto its own ruminations, and it has this kind of imaginary element to it.
Is there a metaphor? Is it sort of like a player piano, or what's the kind of existing metaphor for what it is and does?
A player piano? That's an interesting question, because I've done a fair amount of work with player pianos as well. But I think one of the things that I've been doing for years and years is working with what I call generative radio software. And I think more and more people are doing this kind of thing. And it kind of, so the idea is that instead of making like a musical composition, you're working with longer pieces of material that can blend in a kind of like a sound collage way. And so it's kind of dealing with this kind of idea. It's got all, it has this, all these different sounds it can play that are based on sounds that it might have heard at some point. And it just kind of rotates and puts them together so that, you know, the crickets happen with certain other sounds that you might hear just if you're walking out in the fields right now. And the frogs happen more with watery sounds and different things like that.
And the, also our creature, it does try to imitate sounds. So there are synthesized sounds that the AI makes, but there's also synthesized sounds that we made in kind of in collaboration with it in this process of creating it, as well as some of the environmental sounds that we recorded at Wave Farm. So I guess if a player piano could also just improvise a bit, then that's where we'd be at. Mm.
And it only reacts to solar activity, or does it react to anything else?
No, it's just pretty much following the pattern of the sun. So part of the idea is that we're so used to electronics being powered up from a wall socket or something, right? Or a battery. And so the idea is to reconnect our kind of technology and our electronic technology back into the natural world by connecting it very directly with the sun.
You want to play a little sample and then we can sort of
sure.
Explain to people what they just heard?
Okay, here we go.
There's a little taste of solar radio from Anna Friz and Peter Kortemash that we're talking to right now about their new installation at Wave Farm. What did we just hear?
What we're hearing is a rainstorm from, what, 2 or 3 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Mixed up with some sort of synthesized feeling of raindrops, which are those little bloop, bloop things going on in there.
Yeah, and so the idea is really to think of this kind of artificial intelligence that is not planning, you know, not holding the nuclear codes and isn't playing chess with chess masters. It's just listening to its environment. It's responding to that environment, and so it's quite simple, these sounds, in many ways that it's producing, but. But in fact, the longer we've spent at Wave Farm engaged with this piece, the more we realized, like, oh, the insects are really electronic already. Like, there's this fun interplay between the things that are, quote, natural and the things that are unnatural. There's a lot of crossover in terms of just the sort of quality of sounds or the purity of a sound, whether it's a sine tone or a more sort of complex layering of things. And then it was fun to be able to add field recordings just to sort of ground the piece in Wave Farm and in, you know, these sort of ways that also relate to other installations around on the property that also, like Pond Station or the, you know, test site for Acoustic Commons that really refer to kind of immediate sounds that are natural to the space.
And it, will it sound different in the winter, in the spring, in the fall, or... Right now, it's been a dry year, but we're hearing the one rainstorm we had. But is it, what will it sound like in the snow, for instance?
Yeah, we decided to make it so in the wintertime, it'll be a little more minimal and abstract. And in the summertime, spring and summer, you'll get a lot more frogs. And then in the fall, it's kind of in between. And so every part of the piece, all the different combinations can play at any season, but in certain seasons it'll be more of one thing than another.
Yeah, like the way that the generative composition is programmed, it's like there's a possibility for some sounds to turn up and others not to, or for there to be many, many variations. And so it's kind of like we created, figured out what the vocabulary of the world might be, and then that world manifests with these sort of variations over the course of the year.
All right. Well, thank you for introducing Solar Radio and bringing it to Wavefarm.
Thank you so much for having us here.